Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is! She is so hot, sassy, sexy, fluffy. Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hearts. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
Hey everyone, welcome to Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am your hostess. What's the mostest? This is LaCrutch Hearts. I'm here, people. I'm here. So welcome to another awesome episode of Not On Purpose Radio. So ready. So we've started. It's 20 May is right around the corner. Going through so much in the last 4 months. We've gone through a lot in 4 months. It's a lot going on. But anyway, we are definitely here, and we are having a good time right here on Not On Purpose Talk Radio. So thank you all for supporting and joining us. Greatly appreciate it. Once again, I'm having a great time doing the show, having fun with the people, meeting the people. We just having a good old time over here. Shout out to Ms. Shante. And everybody out there. So I don't have a long show today. I do want to touch on some things, and I gladly invite you all to call in, chime in, and give your 2 cents. My line is always open. Give me a call at
555-602-9725.
Shout out to my headset. So they just left me. But anyway, 515-602-9725. Just press the one. And join us. Yeah. I hope this is working out for me. Yeah, I don't think my microphone's plugged in. Okay. So I hope y'all can hear me. I don't know if y'all can hear me.
I have a technical issue right now, so
I'm so apologize. I can't listen to the playback. So I don't know if it's going through or not. If it sounded good. I really do apologize for the audio quality.
It's going on right now.
According to my resources, everything is A-okay.
The way things are set up. I don't know. I'm sorry. This is definitely not what I signed up for.
Okay.
Download that. Once again, you can
also call us at 515-702-9725. So you have to call in that way.
As well,
and you have to go to our website, heartsexposedhearts.com,
and click on the Listen Now button.
And it will definitely take you out to the live stream. Anyways, pause.
Relax. This is live, so excuse me. Let me regroup.
Okay.
So basically, tonight's show was given to me by my co-host, Miss Shante, and when she came up with self-care. And during this pandemic, and it being the most serious times for some people, and being on self-quarantine, we've had to explore our true selves, physically and mentally, from finding alternatives to self-care, from home remedies, to taking a deeper look into our daily lives and what we tend to, not what we tend to do, but basically what we, basically how we do things, personally. Some of us, most of us are trapped with somebody, whether it be your kid, whether it be your spouse. But how are you dealing with yourself mentally and physically? I have expressed on multiple shows so far how I was at a scary point and I was literally having panic attacks because what my self-care needed or what I needed to do for myself, I wasn't. And this pandemic brought that to light on so many different levels. To get personal and share my story, I'm a diabetic. I've been a diabetic for a few years now, and it's been very unmanaged. I wasn't taking my insulin. I wasn't taking my pills. I wasn't doing any of those things. And when I got sick, the first thing that I know was that if you have an underlying health issue, you're more at risk if you have the COVID-19 virus. And I called, after a while, I couldn't take it anymore. I called the emergency line because I wasn't going there. They said the emergency room was packed, they didn't have enough beds, I wasn't going there. But when I called the emergency room, the emergency doctor, the instant, he said, oh, yeah, you got it. Look what he told me. He said, yeah, from what you're telling me, yeah, you got it. I didn't take no test. There was no swab. There was no nothing. He said, oh, yeah, you got it. From what you're telling me, you got it. He said, stay home. Don't go nowhere. Like, he's like, put yourself on self-quarantine, and you're just going to basically have to ride that out. Hold on. Wait, what? Right. Wait, what? And if y'all know, I'm a single woman. I live alone. I have two cats. And I'm going self-quarantine. Tell you, I've never, ever been that sick. So it got scary for me. It got so scary for me because they was like, that's it. You're done. Once you have it, you're done. Everybody's doing it left and right. We've seen that. So it started getting me, personally, I started looking at my lifestyle. I am a bigger woman. I took that and I ran with it, but now that's an underlying problem as well. So this COVID pandemic is making us look at different ways of how we treat ourselves physically, emotionally, and mentally. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight on Not On Purpose Radio.
If you get your fitted jacket accommodation, you sure can at 515-602-9725. Press 1 and join into the call. Okay, so home remedies.
You know, when we get sick, what's the first thing we do? We call Big Mama, Grandma, Granny, the neighbors. Somebody always has a home remedy. And guess what? During the pandemic, businesses are shut down, so there's no more nail salon. There's no more hair salon. There's no more barber shop. There's no more, you know, everything has to be done online. You can't even go outside, but for some reason, on the inside, you know, we had to face ourselves. Basically, we had to face ourselves. There's no more weaving in here. You couldn't go get a new wig. You know what I mean? You couldn't get your nails done, and you couldn't get your feet done, girl. Oh, my goodness, let me tell y'all. Right now, I'm going through the blues. It's not even about going through the blues. It's not even facing my true self. It's the fact that that was my, when I go get my nails done, and I go get my hair done, and I go get my feet done, that is more of self-esteem thing. Do I have to do it
again?
Right. I don't have to do it. I can do it at home. I can beautify myself at home. I can, it's like somebody putting my best foot forward. And even though I'm stuck in the house and can't go out nowhere, it doesn't mean that I don't want to. It's a feeling. Going through what I went through, you know, experiencing what I experienced, that's my fantasy. You know, to me, that's a fantasy session. When your hair is white, and that's exactly what I did. As a matter of fact, as soon as I was better, I combed my hair. I started taking selfies. I said, put on lip gloss. That's what I did. That was a form of therapy for me, physically, you know, seeing myself in my best light, basically. Knowing that, you know, regardless of what's going on, I can still be beautiful on the outside as I felt on the inside. And that's basically what it is. When you go get your hair done, you go get your nails done, you go get your feet done, that's basically you expressing how you feel about yourself on the outside. And same thing for guys, too. Same thing for guys. They're going to get shaved, and they're going to get their hair cut. They're going to pay for themselves, too. Some guys even going to get manicures, get pedicures. They pay for themselves, too.
It's not just a woman thing. And a lot of guys are going to be feeling a certain way. Like, you know, I need a barbershop to hold up. You know, and it's like, oh, well, you ain't got nowhere to go. It's not about having anywhere to go. It's about how I'm feeling, where I'm at. You know, I'm facing my true self. I started searching for new remedies for my nail care, because I go get my nails done from the Chinese or Chinese or whoever they are. Go to the nail salon, they do my nails, they got this pretty. So right now I broke off one hand. And I broke it off not because I don't like the way it looks. I broke it off because it was bothering me. It really was painful, so I had to take it off. So I broke off my neck with one hand, and I still got some acrylic and everything on the other hand. I'm sitting here like a hot, whole mess. And I don't feel good. I don't feel good about it. Understand this. That's a habit. That's the way of me spoiling myself. As an adult, there's not too much that we can do to spoil ourselves, because we've got so much responsibility. We got so many, you know, and that takes precedent, you know, especially if you have children and you're working full time and you're a wife. You have so many things that
roses to the hair salon, those little visits to the hair salon, the barber shop, those are your ways to, you know, get your little mini vacation or to boost your morale, if you will, to boost your self-esteem, to boost your spirit. That's what that is right there. It has nothing to do with being, well, actually, but...
Sickness around us right now, and
there's no way to turn. Like, this is something that's scary to me on the simple fact that if we continue on this path and there's no outlet, that we're doing more damage than good. These are the people that you see every day. This is happening so quickly, and this is happening so often. Are there ways, how you're dealing with it, basically? How you're dealing with the grief? Are there ways that you're implementing now? Are there ways that you're implementing or new techniques that you're implementing to deal with the grief, to deal with this fast pace of, people that was there every day just suddenly not there? And the fact that you got this scary pandemic going around, you don't know who to turn to, what to think, how are we dealing with that? Enlightenment. So what are some of the things that you learned about yourself during this pandemic, or maybe your habits, or maybe your activities, or things that you want to change? So basically, you're dueling right now. Wrong number. 515.
And let me know.
Emotionally, physically, and mentally. Are you okay? Do you think things can be better? Chance to redo your New Year's resolution, what would it be? Because that's basically what's going to happen right now. This is like winter break, and then when we go back, the New Year's going to start. What is your new resolution? New Year resolution. Take that W, and I'm like, no.
no, I don't want to. I don't, you know, there's more to it than that. You know, but, you know, all I'm trying to say, I'm glad that I came down because I was able to get up to my goal weight. How about that? You know, so another 20 more pounds, and now, well, actually, another 25 pounds, and I'll be at my goal weight. So, okay, so the hottie toddy, you know, the gin, the peppermint, I've tried that. A lot of people have been giving me ginger. Ginger seems to be key. Ginger tea. Drink tea, drink tea. Put ginger in a tea. So a friend of mine even came by the house and threw ginger out the window, kept driving type situation. So, you know, that's been a the big thing is that ginger tea or ginger, no more outside food. No more outside food. No more container. I'm not going to lie. I still eat outside food. I still had, like, this week I've had KFC and Lucy so far. But I've limited it down. It's not an everyday thing. It's not an everyday occurrence. So that's something that I'm focusing on. And I'm I found my glasses, so I gotta put my glasses on. I was feeling a bit old earlier. but then I got my glasses back. I started wearing my glasses again. I could finally see the letters back. I got to the point where I had to adjust my phone. I had to adjust those again, but my phone because it was so big.
Hello, young lady.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I had another call come in on some bullshit, but yeah. I'm here. Hey, boo.
Hey. Let everybody know who you are.
So this is Shante Golden. How's everyone doing tonight?
Okay. So tonight is your topic, but I've been holding it down for the last half an hour.
I know, I'm so sorry. So
I've been holding it down for the last hour.
You did.
Right,
we're
talking about self-care. Self-care, the scariest time. We have self-quarantine. We have to explore our true selves, physically, emotionally, and mentally. So I've been just talking about the home remedies to the alternatives that we had to find because we can't go to the nail salon physically. We can't go to the hair salon. We can't go to the barbershop. You know, we have so many deaths going on in our personal lives. People are dying here and there. So that's messing with our mental. So right now we're at ground zero. You know, and this is a time that people should be or have been reflecting. I know I have. How are your self-care regimen going?
Oh, horrible. So that's why it was a topic.
Okay, so, well, what inspired the topic?
I'll be completely honest with this. I decided, and I'm sorry that I'm so late, and I'm sorry. I was dealing with the bullshit on the fucking phone call. But, so, self-care was what I wanted to make the topic because I know that I struggle with self-care. And one of the things that I talked to my therapist about last week was the fact that self-care should be the biggest thing on the forefront. It should be the first thing that we think about when we go home every day. And for me, it's not. It's not the first thing that I think about. It's not the first thing that I go home and do. But I know how big self-care is, and I emphasize self-care to so many other people. But to myself, I don't make sure that it happens. Like, I literally have to sit here and get a calendar together and be like, this is the day that I'm going to do this for self-care, and then I'm going to do this for self-care, and then I'm going to do this. And that's what it is. And I wanted to make a topic, and I truly apologize for being late, but I wanted to make a topic because of the fact that struggle with it, but I want to make sure with what is going on with the times that we're in, other people are actually making sure that they actually care for themselves. And self-care is huge. It makes a huge difference in our lives. So, I
struggle
with self-care, but I want to make sure other people actually do it and make sure it happens.
And so this is a do as I say, not as I do moment.
Not necessarily. It's kind of a do as I say, and I'm gonna make sure I do it too because I said it.
Okay. I'm with that. I can agree with that. I could definitely agree with that. And I was talking about my own journey. And I've been talking about my own journey with people, some of the underlying issues I had as far as taking my medication, as far as, like, today I found my glasses. So these are some of the things that I put down. So the question I threw out there is, what's going to be your new mid-year resolution? Since we already need a half mark, this is going into May right now. Literally, May is like Friday, right, or something like that, Tuesday, something. May 1st is Friday. So we're at the mid-year point of 2020, and we have so many things going on. What are some changes? Because I know what the problem is. I've already experienced that. So what are some changes that we're going to implement to finding or to helping ourselves with self-care? So I did mine. What are your mid-year resolutions, or have you even thought about that?
So I don't like resolutions.
Okay.
I don't like New Year's resolutions because they never say none of that. Like, to me, they never say it's...
Well, the resolution is more of just being a goal that you're setting for yourself.
So what I will say about that is, you know, so in the apartment that I live in, I have two bedrooms. And my second bedroom is where my plants are. And there's also my vision wall. One of the things that I literally just talked to my therapist about this past week was the fact that I have not looked at my vision wall in the past month and a half. So when I was talking to her, she was like, well, how many things have you accomplished on your vision wall? And I was like, And we were on a duo call, so she saw me his face, and I was like, I gotta go look at it. And so when I actually went into the room and looked at the vision wall, there were several things that I'd actually accomplished.
Right.
That I never put on the completed side. So to me, my thing is this. I don't like resolutions. I like the fact that we are making lifestyle changes.
Right.
Because I think that when you do something for like 21 days, make actual lifestyle change in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I done worked out for 21 days before and then I stopped.
Right.
And now my ass done lost some weight, but my stomach is still here. And I,
you look like what?
I look like a smiley face when I sit down. So I inboxed you the picture of me looking like a smiley face.
I didn't know that was a shape. Emoji is
no,
a shape now.
Like,
okay.
Like, no, crush, I can't do that. If anyone else on the call, especially Mr. I don't remember his name, but he was here like a long time ago, but he had a sexy ass voice. And he was really, really young.
Oh, the first time.
Yeah, I know. He was talking about the old people shit, and then he was like, I'm going to tell you how old I am, but you know, yeah, but him. But I look like, so there's a picture of me that they were taking that I look like a smiley face sitting down. To the point that I feel like I just put a smiley face on myself next to each other and be like, who wore it better? Because I think I wore it better. But I look like a smiley face sitting down. So, but at the end, my thing is this. I think that, well, one, I know the fact that I need to do self-care better.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to have the call to see what other self-care regimens other people are doing. And to actually sit here, because I can tell people for 20 million days, self-care is stuff that they can actually do, and they should do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't implement it myself.
So, here's the thing that just popped into my head. As far as self-care, one of the self-care regimens or goals that one can set is having an accountability partner. Whether it be once a week, every other day, once a day, somebody that you trust or somebody that you can call, text, or somebody that can text you and remind you, hey, did you do X, Y, Z? Hey, did you take X, Y, Z? Hey, what's the new result? Hey, you know, and it's also a way of doing a wellness check also. So I think that's something I myself may need to implement as well, is, you know, being an accountability partner as well as offering that service to somebody if that's what they want as well. So that's basically something to look into.
We gonna make this happen.
That is true. That is definitely true.
I think here's one of the biggest things. To me, I think a huge part of it is the fact that with social distancing, or as we like to call it, physical distancing, there is a big part that people ignore or people try to stop having happen. And they don't think about the consequences of and repercussions of it.
Right.
So there's a lot that comes from physical distancing to the point that, hey, we still need to work out. We still need to do this. We still need accountability buddies with all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then physical distancing comes into play. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, we're social distancing. We're physical distancing. So I can just not care about all this other stuff that we put in place beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
But it still plays a big part in what's going on with everyone.
Right.
I mean, it's a huge thing. So I dyed my hair Friday night. And I sent a picture to my mother and my father and all my sisters. And all of them are in the exact same place. So my dad was like, oh, I like it. And my mom was like, oh, I love it. And my sister was like, oh, I love it. Great. Hey. So I'm sitting here looking at all the taxes. And then they started texting me stuff about my niece and my nephew.
Uh-huh.
That are also there because literally my sisters are all at my parents' house. My niece and my nephew are all at my parents' house. I'm the only person that's not because I still have to go to work.
Right.
And so to me, when it comes to self-care, it's like, hey, how do I connect with them? And there's plenty of ways, but how do I connect with them when they're doing all this stuff as a family and I'm not able to physically be there?
Mm.
I mean, I've people that ask me about the mask that I wear when I go out in public because I don't wear a mask when I'm in my car. I don't wear a mask. When I'm in my office, other people come to my office. I don't wear my mask if I'm actually in the group home because one of them already had too many issues in the group home. So one of the group homes, yeah. But I don't wear a mask when I'm in the group home because I sanitize everything. But when I'm in the bout, I hear about my mask all the time. People are like, hey, where'd you get your mask from? How'd you get it? Like, what? And catch us in your picture. You can post on your page or whatnot.
Huh?
My dad sent me my mask. I said, I'll send you a picture and then you can post about it. So,
okay.
My dad sent me my mask. And I love my mask because it has a filter. It's a great mask. I actually had to go to the doctor's yesterday. And when I went to the doctor's office, the doctor came in. He was like, where'd you get your mask from? And I was like, my dad ordered it from Amazon. And I told him all about it. He was like, do you realize that that's the best fitting mask that I've seen? Everyone. Mm. And he was like, you know, a lot of people have these homemade masks. And I was like, yeah, that's what we're providing our staff. And it's even to the point of we have KN95 masks, which are literally just as good as 9N95 masks.
Mm-hmm.
And literally my supervisor sat here was like, do you realize that the mask that your dad ordered you is better than the mask that we're actually providing to the staff? And I was like, I did, but I didn't want to say it. And she was like, no, really, this is better than what they're providing to them. And my thing is, I hate wearing that mask when I see the staff because, my dad bought it for me. So it's, my dad bought it for me because of the fact that he didn't like the fact that I was still out working.
Mm-hmm.
One of his children were at the house with him, but me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm still out here working and doing all this stuff, so he brought it for me. And so I'm still working. I'm appreciative of what he did. But I still want to make sure that all my stuff are okay. So,
to make sure that all your stuff is okay, you wear your mask. That's how that works, Mama. that is leading by example. Self-care 101, lead by example. I can't do for you what I can't do for myself.
So that's
self-care 101. Yes. I can't do for you what I can't do for myself. So right now in this pandemic, it's not being selfish, it's not being narcissist, it's practicing what you need to practice, especially in the field that you're in. This is something that you yourself, as being a leader, you're not a regular employee. You're a supervisor. You know, we're not on the same level. So you do need to lead by example. You need to wear the mask. It's social distance. Like, those are the practices, and these people are looking to you to show them. So that is something that you need to do to help them. Just saying.
That's funny that you say that, because I actually, when North Carolina went under their stay-at-home order as a whole state, I actually had to sit here and get staff coming into the office, and I was like, I need you to come here to get these letters and get this and get this and get this and all the stuff and whatnot. And so literally I had all the staff basically got there at the same time. And they got mad because I was like, you're too close to me. You stay here and you go here and you go here. So they were like, what? I was like, no, literally, y'all are too close.
Right. Get and away. It's not even about being mad.
Like, what? I was like, get away.
Yeah, I think it's more frustration, because those are practices that we don't do. So I think it's more frustration, more than anything, especially at this time and with this case.
And when it comes to self-care, I think a big thing is a lot of people are in the house with themselves, or not just with themselves, but with themselves and their children and their spouses and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the big thing is the fact that people don't realize when it comes to self-care, you can go outside.
Right.
Even with the stay-at-home orders, you can typically go outside. Go outside.
Yes.
Walk around the block. Get some time to yourself. Now, walk around the block and come home. Please, I'm telling y'all, just walk around the block and go away. walk around the block, come home, and it's time for yourself. You can sit here and do what you need to when you walk around the block.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things my therapist and I talked about was, like, she was like, get in your car and just drive around the block. And I was like, that's a really great option, because you can drive around the block and say, hey, I want to this store to get this. And you can go to that store, but you're still by yourself in your car.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you make sure that you're social distancing when you get in the store, if you're going to a store, it's okay. But get in your car and drive around the block.
That's me time. That's basically what you're talking about, having me time. Sometimes, like you, you're a person that's been going out faithfully, and you're not able to do social things because there's no entertainment open. You know, so literally you're going work home. So right now we need to find the alternatives to keep our minds busy, to keep our hands busy, because we're getting antsy. There is a such thing as cabin fever. There is a thing that being too deep into your thoughts. So sometimes you do need a break. Sometimes you do need a release. And that's basically what we're finding out now, being quarantined, is how to cope. How can we find different activities that we can do as adults, whether it be coloring the coloring book. Let's take it back to, you know, something that's going to calm my mind.
Yeah.
You know, something that's going to calm my mind, get rid of this pent-up energy. Because that's what it is, pent-up energy. It's the frustration. It's the annoyance. You know, now we're dealing with a whole new way of trying to interact with people. You know, that's another thing about self-care. We used to, you know, black folks, you know, we give pounds when we see you. We give pounds and hugs. We can't do that right now. Right now, it's Wakanda forever. Like, that's what, that's what we're doing. That's the new handshake right now. Crossing our arms in front of each other, Wakanda forever. I'm not even handshaking. No, I don't want to handshake you. If I give you something, I need you to spray that down with Lysol. So, you know, these are new ways and new practices. And that's, like I said, myself, I'm trying to keep busy, even though we have Zoom calls and we have Messenger and we have those things. It's something about going outside. It's something about, you know, having the sunlight touch your face. Like, those things in Psych 101, they tell you those things affect you mentally and physically and emotionally. Like right now, I was on punishment. I felt like I was on punishment today because I don't know if you remember, Grandma used to put me on punishment, and you could hear all the kids playing outside, and you couldn't go outside. It was such a beautiful day outside, so the sun is shining. I got black curtains. You know what I mean? I got the curtains closed. The sun is shining. The weather was nice. That from what I felt, like the breeze was good. I don't know. I can't remember how the weather was. But I felt like I was on punishment. Like, I couldn't even go outside, or I couldn't even enjoy outside because outside is closed, you know. So
yeah,
I definitely get that.
Here's what I will say for people that have pets. I feel like there's a big difference, only because of the fact that your pet is truly someone that can provide comfort.
Not my cat. They get on my damn nerves.
I was going to say not yours, but most people's pets.
They get on my damn nerves.
That mess is all over the place, and he is just something he said. And
they disrespect me. Fuck them cats.
Yeah, Max is all over the place. He's just... Yeah.
Maxim, when she disrespects
it. Yeah, they are. But I think it's something that some people take for advantage. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like it's the fact that when it comes to self-care, a lot of people just don't know how to do it. Like me and my therapist talked about, I just sit here and put it on a calendar. It's not something that's natural to me. And I think with a lot of people, it's something that's not natural to them. And during this time, it's actually needed more than ever. And they're not used to taking that little bit of time to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And something that we actually need to teach at this time and make sure that people are okay with and people are going to keep doing.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure it's going to actually happen. So,
right.
I just think, like, what self-care are people doing? So, is there anyone else on the call?
I am enough. Okay, I am enough.
You and I are completely are, but I wanted to know if there's anyone else, just to make sure that, hey, and if not, my thing is this. I suck at self-care, and I would tell everyone else, I suck at self-care. There are several different problems that I would like to do with self-care. So, for instance, a bubble bath. Something as simple as a bubble bath.
For me, it's a shower. I don't like bubble baths.
school.
I take a shower every day. A bubble bath is literally something that is soothing to me. It takes me back to my childhood. It's completely a soothing thing to me.
Okay.
As long as I'm not in a bubble bath with a bath bomb that makes me, like, hate the bubble bath, because there are some bath bombs that, yeah, I just can't, my skin can't deal with.
Got that sensitive skin. Okay.
A bubble bath is awesome. At the same time, there are also people that I talk to that have been past military that literally their self care is going out shooting their guns. And it is soothing to them to go out to a gun range. Shoot the guns and load all these other guns and shoot them and all this stuff. And that is their self care. That they're like, as soon as I can go out and shoot my gun, I'm going
to
be okay.
I've never held a gun. I want to go to a home. I want to go to a gun range. But that's
really?
The bit. I've never, ever, 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 ever touched a gun. Mm-hmm. My fingerprints are no. No. No.
First, I'm going to make sure that we make it happen.
That's my mini year goal.
I'm going to have to bring someone to New York with me to make this happen. We're going to make it happen as soon as all this is done. You know, y'all can make it right now, so I can't go down.
Yeah, we don't restrict it right now. We don't restrict it.
Yeah, y'all on the restriction. But as soon as y'all done, you know, I got you, boo.
Yeah, we're gonna make these plans, these goals. All right, so you came to the party late, but
I did.
Top of the hour is coming. So right now we're gonna go through the last goals for self care, because this show is only gonna be a half an hour long. So right now, give me, you know, we've talked about it, we've thought about it. Give me your top two goals that you are going to try to implement for the mid-year goal list.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went to my room, see my vision wall.
Mm-hmm.
I need to work out more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big self-care thing. And also, literally take care of my body more. So I want to make sure that I do the bath. I should take the time to sit in the bathtub to soak. I want to make sure that I actually do the time to enjoy myself. And when I say enjoying myself, I mean either in the bathtub or walking, exercising, all of that.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, enjoying myself in the process.
Okay.
Now, what's yours, Fresh?
Well, I already started. I just want to be a little bit more consistent. That is my goal. I'm not consistent. I'll start something, then I'll stop it real quick. So my goal right now, it's to me to be consistent as far as, you know, taking my medications and, like you said, walking, trying to be a little bit more self-conscious of what I intake, of what I do, of how I process it as well. So that is on my to-do list for the rest of the year. So far, so good. I want to keep these 10 pounds off, probably lose a couple of extra more pounds. That would be great. But, you know, I'm just, my main goal is,
Let me say this. I'm so proud of you. Because with your self-care goals. You have done a whole lot of them and have out of the way for people like me that struggle with it. You've done a whole lot. Even if you don't realize it, you have done a whole lot.
Well, as far as weight goes, listen, those 20 pounds, because I was sick. They don't count.
I'm not talking about everything else. You've done a lot, and you may not realize it with this whole quarantine stuff that's going on, but you've done a whole lot to make sure that you make these changes. And you may have been sick in the process and then came back around, but I don't think you realize how much you've done to model all of this stuff with all of this shit going on.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's definitely true. That is so true. Okay. All right, so I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us, for joining us. Greatly appreciate it. You can join us next week. We're going to be in May, right? So next week is, Cinco de Mayo. You know, everybody bring your Coronas. We're going to have a Cinco de Mayo party online. We're going to Zoom it out. How about that? We're going to have a Zoom virtual Cinco de Mayo party, not on purpose. Radio. So if you have Zoom, download Zoom, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. I'm on Twitch too, if y'all know about Twitch. I'm on Twitch TV. I just hosted the show through Twitch on Twitch TV. So that's kind of awesome right there. But I be on Twitch, which is a streaming website. It's a logo, but I put it together. So things are looking pretty awesome. So far, so good. We're going to push that a little bit more. But we're going to have a virtual Cinco de Mayo party. We're going to have our hats on. We're going to have our cups of Corona. We're going to do it up Cinco de Mayo. Once again, save the number, 515-602-9725. And thank y'all so much for supporting Not On Purpose Radio. Any last words, Ms. Shante, before we head out?
No, we're doing it next week. Come join us.
Well, thanks for being so plain. Anyway, folks, have a good week. Stay safe. Stay inside. Stay essential. Later.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.